You're listening to healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy McNabb. I'm at the CHFA show with Dino. Is it Sarti?
Sarti.
And I'm looking at a ton of his products. Tell me, what's your main selling product here at the CHFA?
Our biggest selling product is Aloe Glow. We're in our fourth year with that product, and we really feel like we've hit a note with consumers, and people are really responding to it. And we're starting to expand into new flavors and new markets, and really excited to be here in Canada today.
I'm a huge fan of aloe, and I don't think a lot of people really know the benefits of it. Why should someone be drinking something that has an aloe-based product in it?
Well, it's a very old ingredient, so it's been used in Indian medicine, Chinese medicine. It's frankly used by most of the cultures around the planet, and it's got a huge, huge halo effect. So we try not to do too much about making claims. We let people bring sort of their own history and their own background to it. But when it's been studied by the cosmetics industry and the food industry, the big takeaways on orally consuming aloe vera is that it's soothing for your digestive system. The same way you'd spread it on a sunburn, it's soothing for your digestive system. It's really important for skin health, and it's just loaded with amino acids and other really healthy ingredients to give you a stronger immune system.
Now, I, as a mother, have been giving my kids shots of aloe for a long time, especially when they have like a stomach flu or they're not feeling well. What do you put in your product besides aloe that makes it taste so good?
So what a lot of people will do is kind of like I think what you're talking about is give someone, you know, 1 ounce of aloe vera juice. And 1 ounce of aloe vera juice has a real sharp taste. It's not pleasant and it's not bad. It's just sharp in a really odd way. So what we found consumers were doing is they take a 1 ounce shot, they'd hold their nose and they chase it with something. We put 2.5 ounces of aloe juice in our product. We use about 90% water, and then we put a little bit of sugar for sweetness, a little bit of stevia for sweetness, and that's about it. It's a certified organic product. We wanted it to be really clean, really wholesome, really fun. When we looked at the marketplace, most of the products that were out there were coming from South Korea, Taiwan, and China. They were taking a really healthy ingredient like aloe vera and just murdering it with sugar and calories and everything they could to hide that sharp flavor. So we did a lot of work, a lot of trial and error, worked with a lot of really smart people, and found a way to disguise that sharpness with something that we thought was really pleasant.
And you actually really don't even get any sense that it does contain aloe. Not that aloe tastes bad, but like you said, it's definitely, it could be overwhelming. Where does your aloe come from?
We buy it from Mexico, and it's really because it's the best place to get it. If you look at global aloe vera production, Mexico makes about 50% of the world's aloe vera, and it's because it's a really close cousin to agave, which they make tequila with. So if you drive through certain regions of Mexico, you'll see these gigantic tequila plants about the size of a small car, and then right next to them, you'll see fields of this littler, cuter, sort of smaller cousin, aloe vera. So we source certified organic aloe vera from the Tamaulipas region of Mexico. We bring it to Orange County, California, and then it's pretty much a California product from there. We source bottles, caps, labels, all of our other ingredients that we can get in the U.S. are sourced there.
Do you know, what other projects are you working on with your company? You're like an incubator, you had said. What other stuff do you do?
Well, we try and keep our finger on the pulse of what's happening in sort of the health and wellness space. We really want to service a customer that we call that low-cost consumer, people looking for lifestyles of health and sustainability. So the spaces that we really love are chia. We really love healthy energy. We think there's ways to sort of give yourself that lift without, you know, the chemicals that you're going to find in a Red Bull, a Rockstar, or a Monster. We're also looking at snack foods, looking at sort of healthy, organic chips and salsa and things like that, and just trying to find ways to fill needs and niches that exist in the consumer space that aren't being serviced right now.
Let's talk about the alternative to Monster and the other drinks. What are you using to give the person a natural lift?
So our product right now is called Ariba, and when we looked at sort of the convenience store landscape, most people are buying energy drinks in convenience stores, right? It's easy to fill up your tank, go in, grab something to drink, and no one was really offering nutrition. Everyone was offering caffeine, everyone was offering sugar, everyone was offering blue number 5 and red number 7, and we said there's got to be something different. So we looked at it and took a dairy twist and said, let's look at a flavor called horchata and see if there's a way to really provide someone with nutrition. So our product is 36% real dairy. It's made by Dairy Farmers of America. We add an energy payload in the form of B vitamins, a little bit of caffeine. We also add sugar. We add rice powder. We add a real strong cinnamon flavor. So you're getting something that is not just a cup of coffee. You're getting real nutrition in the form of the dairy. You're getting 5 grams of protein. You're getting a little bit of sugar. And then you're also getting that sort of caffeine kick. So it almost becomes like a snack. It's 200 calories in a can, which can be sort of stiff if you're trying to enjoy it at lunchtime. But as a standalone snack, it really gives your brain what you need. I mean, to function properly, you need glucose and things like that. And we think we've offered kind of all of it in one package that tastes really good.
I think I want to try that one. That one sounds addictive to me. Where can people find more information on your company? What's your website address?
It's LA Libations. You can get a hold of us at lalbev.com. And then all of the brands have their own websites as well. So you can go to aloeglow.com. You can go to drinkariba.com. You can find us all over.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Good luck at the show, Dino.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.